95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Wake him up.
Let's wake up.
Wake up. Let's go. It's time.
I don't really want to.
I really don't want to, honestly.
Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination.
It's too early.
It is way too early for this, guys.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, yes, more.
I'm trying to do a morning show.
This show is broken, has not even begun yet.
Good.
This show is unairable.
Already?
Let's give the old college try, shall we?
Let's get this show started.
So much money in the Banana Bank. Every single day this week, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30, three chances for you to win absolutely huge cash money on Gorilla. Hundreds of dollars in the first three rounds, and then if you hit the bonus round, it could be thousands or even bigger prizes than that. You never know. You got to keep listening. Banana Bank, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. This week, we also have tickets, some more Shinedown tickets for you. That show is tomorrow night at the Coast Coliseum. We want to get you in. And the Shuckers are back in town. Yeah, they're playing the Biscuits this week. Yeah, the Montgomery Biscuits. We want to get you in. Big homestand. That starts tomorrow. Runs all the way through the end of the weekend. Listen to Gorilla to win your way into all these amazing events. You're on 95.3 with the most hit music, all the throwbacks you love, and the biggest prizes on the coast.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Oh my gosh, this is Tamara.
Oh my gosh, Tamara, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm great.
You're caller 10 for the Banana Bank.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe this.
Are you ready?
Wow.
Here we go. Okay, let's start with $200. That's our first price, $200.
Oh my gosh, we're going down.
Going down from 200, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it. Okay. 200, going down.
Down from 200. We went down a whole dollar to 199. Yes, $199. That was a good guess. Do you want to keep that cash or do you want to keep playing?
I'm going to keep playing.
All right. 199 is your new price. Are we going up or are we going down?
The baby girl says up. Let's go up.
Baby girl. Is baby girl right? Is baby girl right? Yes, she is, up to $250.
Oh,
is
my
your
gosh.
New number. Do we want to keep that money? Do we want to walk away with the cash, or do you want to keep going?
Are we keeping 250, or are we going? Are we going? Keep going. She says keep going, up or down.
Keep going. Oh, she's a gambler. You got to watch out for her.
I do. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Here
price.
We go. 250.
Go
we're going
down.
Up.
We're going
she said go up.
Up from she 250. Said go up. Up from 250. Okay. We locking this in?
Locking it in.
All right. $300. Yes, $300. That's amazing. All right. So.
Oh, my gosh.
You can keep the cash or I can hit you with a $3,000 bonus question. $300 or $3,000 in the bonus round. What you want to do?
We're gonna fail. She said keep the $300.
Are you sure? I think she's smart. Are you sure?
Are you sure? Or do you just want to go for it?
A lot of
okay,
money.
She said keep the cash.
Keep the cash? Oh,
she
man.
Said keep the $300.
That's awesome. $300, guys. Congratulations. You got the money.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Vacation disaster stories. That's what's on tap today for our question of the day. Yeah, you know, trips that you took that just didn't turn out the right way, vacations with the family where everything fell apart. That's what I want to know about. Vacation disaster stories. You have any to share? First, we're going to Maggie. Maggie, you said you got a really weird sunburn on vacation this year?
Oh, the sunburn. I somehow burned only the tops of my feet. Do you know how humbling it is to walk through an airport looking like every step is personally offensive?
You were probably doing the penguin walk a little bit, huh? I know that I would have been. What did you have to do to, like, take care of it, though? That sounds awful.
I had to wear socks with flip-flops, like I'd just completely given up on life.
Oh, no. Socks and flip-flops, that's a war crime. Like, you get put in the Hague for that stuff, you know? That's rough. That's horrible. Vacation horror stories. I have a good one to share coming up in a minute. Vacation horror stories. Do you have anything? What went wrong on your vacation? Davey says that all of his flights were canceled. All of them, Davey? What happened to you?
I tend to always enjoy all of my vacations, but I just hate airports and flying in general. It's just a huge hassle, and it just sort of erases whatever relaxation you've built up during your vacation.
100% agree. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've actually taken trains to go on vacation before because it's like, you know, the train not going is like less likely than the flight getting delayed or weather or something like that. There's always weather. That always bugs me too. There's always weather. Weather exists 100% of the time. Weather is not the reason for the flight delay. Bad weather could be, but weather isn't. So I kind of feel you there, Davey. I have one to share too this morning. A couple of years ago, went on vacation with a bunch of people, which that was my first mistake, okay? You should always go on vacation either with your SO or, you know, even like alone, like a solo trip, I think is kind of cool. Went on vacation with a whole bunch of people, and we went down to my favorite place, to Florida. Yeah, we went to Florida. And it's just like, you know, the people that we were living with in the house, they were kind of annoying. And then, you know, like somebody wasn't cleaning up after themselves. And then somebody broke the washing machine. And it's just like, it was a nonstop hassle. It felt like we were back in college with a bunch of roommates. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I want to go home.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
There are tantalizing rumors flying around that Taylor Swift is going to have at least one song, maybe even more than one, on the new Toy Story soundtrack. Toy Story 5 is coming out in theaters very, very soon, and there are billboards that have gone up in big cities across the country with the Toy Story cloud background and the letters TS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Toy Story or Taylor Swift. The rumors are flying, and I have a pretty good source that says that one of the songs on the new soundtrack is going to be a Taylor jam. So I'm excited to see if that is true. I hope it is. Two horror movies absolutely crushing The Mandalorian at Grogu and the box office over the weekend. Yeah, Obsession, which is a Blumhouse production, and this new one called Back Rooms, A24. Obsession was made with less than $1 million. A24's movie, The Back Rooms, made with less than $10 million, crushing the $180 million Mandalorian and Grogu. This might officially be the death of Star Wars. Madonna getting a little salacious on a podcast, naming somebody you might not expect as her best lover.
I'm going to only name dead people.
Sean Kennedy Jr.
No!
Shut up. Was it good?
Apparently it was the best.
Yeah, if you missed it, JFK Jr., that's who Madonna said was the best in bed. Okay. Great. And she said she was only going to name dead people, so who knows who might be really on that list. Paul McCartney finally calls the Beatles the greatest band ever. He finally admitted this. He never has before, and he did on TikTok over the weekend.
The music we thought would last for just a couple of years has lasted so long. And people will come to me and say, my kids love your music. But you know, I think the Beatles was the greatest band ever. I'm a fan.
You know, I'm willing to give that to Paul McCartney. I'm willing to let him have that one. I think we could all agree with that, right?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Get busy living. I'll get busy dying.
The one and only, the legendary Morgan Freeman is 89 today. Happy birthday, Morgan. You gave us so many amazing roles. That, of course, from The Shawshank Redemption. Amy Schumer is 45 today.
But I do. I drink so much. And I black out when I drink. Isn't that the worst? No, your mind goes to sleep. But no, I have an excuse, actually, why I've been drinking so much. I haven't said this out loud yet. This is exciting. I'm drinking for two. Thank you. Thank
you.
That was a joke, by the way, just for the record. That was Amy Schumer. Today's her 45th birthday. On this date back in 1980, June 1st, 1980, that was 46 years ago, CNN officially signed on. And you remember who said this is CNN for the first time, right?
This is CNN.
Recognize that voice? That's Darth Vader. That's James Earl Jones. He was the very first voice heard on CNN 46 years ago today. On this date back in 1968, Simon and Garfunkel went number one with Mrs. Robinson. It's to you, Mrs. Robinson. And finally today, June 1st, is a holiday to celebrate one of my favorite Muppets of all time, one of my favorite characters from the Sesame Workshop. Today is Oscar the Grouch Day.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday. It's the first day of June, 2026.
Yes, I love trash.